We'd like to call this meeting of the Sunrise Mariton Advisory Board to order. It's for January 12th, 2023. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. Let's see. Start with the pledge, I'm in the wrong spot. Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance and a roll call.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. I guess we do this one first. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. 3, approval of the minutes for the December 29, 2022 meeting. Do I hear a motion from anyone to approve the minutes of the December 29, 2022 meeting?
You have to do that. I wasn't there.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. Item 4, approval of the agenda for the January 12, 2023. Hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
Number 2 and number 6 are going to be held to the following meeting.
Number 2 and number 6 will be held for the following meeting.
I don't have a 6. Number 5.
Okay. Okay. Item 2 and 6 will be held till the next meeting. Informational items. We need to elect a new chair and vice chairman for the Sunrise Manor Town Board for possible action. Okay, do I hear any nominations? I would like to nominate for chair Mr. Harry Williams. He's been on the board for a couple months now, and he's got some experience at this, and he really wants to do it. I don't want to do it because my resume is already big enough. And I'm old, and I have got nothing on my agenda. So I'd like to nominate Harry Williams for that. Does anyone else like to nominate someone for co-chair? Would you like to do it, or should we nominate one of the parties that is not here?
The party that's not here.
Okay. I'd like to go ahead and nominate the other party that's not here.
Miss Undergrass.
Yeah, where's that? Where's she at here?
I nominate Sandra Cosgrove.
Okay. Sandra Cosgrove is nominated for vice chair. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Do the same for chair.
What's that?
Do the same for chair.
For vice chair. I said vice chair.
Right,
no,
you
got to
do it for both.
Okay, we're going to be nominating Harry Williams for chairman and Sandra Cosgrove for vice chair. All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay, that's the way we do it on this Sunrise Manor Town Board. If they're not here, they get elected.
Don't be late.
Why not?
That'll teach them.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we have to review and approve the 2023 meeting calendar for possible action and a review of the Sunrise Merritt Town Board bylaws. Jill, would you like to present that to us?
Okay, well...
The calendar?
Yeah, I did email it to everybody. I'll just give you really quick, individually, I guess. I printed it out, it's not like this. This is the ones that they're going to have used in every year handbook. It's like this one, if you're okay with that. Okay. So I did a different printout, and I was just saying that every year, pretty much, Paul?
Yes.
These are the dates. Everybody pretty much cancels that one, but it's up to you all.
Right.
If you want to just do that,
okay.
Then...
I'd take Jill's recommendation to cancel the December 28th.
Oh, you don't have it? Okay, yeah, I will. Mm-hmm.
Recommend to approve the calendar.
Approve the calendar with the...
With amended, with Jill's suggestion.
Oh, I thought we were only going on here.
For December 28th.
It's up to you all.
I would just read the cancellations or amendments into the record.
Mm-hmm. If you want to keep it the same, then you can approve it as is, or you can just edit that we will not have the December 28th.
Okay, we'd like to approve the calendar as prepared by Jill, and with the exception that we would like to delete the meeting for December 28th, 2023. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. What am I for?
Okay.
Hey, I apologize.
Congratulations.
To what?
You are now
Harry. Harry just got here.
Chair.
And
chair.
We're congratulating him on becoming the new chairman of the committee.
See, when you're late or you miss a meeting, that's what happens.
I like to just remind you.
Sandra is.
Oh, she's not here either.
No.
Harry had this plan, because we discussed this at our luncheon last week, that we always vote for the people who are not here to become the officers of the chairman, or to go on special committees or whatever. Whoever's not here gets elected.
And I must apologize to my board members and to everybody else. I was actually at the State of the City address, and I knew I had to leave at 6 o'clock to make it here by 6:30. What I did not expect was the traffic getting off of Charleston. Well, I didn't expect, I forgot about that traffic.
Construction,
the red cones, and blase, but I'm here.
Okay, moving on. We're about to take, would you like to take over the gavel?
Not necessarily, but I guess I will.
Okay, I'd be glad to pass over if you're the chairman. I don't want to be, there you go.
Congratulations.
Have fun. You can have, here's the tape recorder that's been running.
Earl is quick to get rid of that gavel, isn't he?
Okay, where are we though?
Any other information later? Harry's been here for several months. He knows. We don't joke around this much, but
yeah.
If I was the chairman, you'd have to listen to this every time you come to the meeting. You don't want that.
Okay, I guess we are at review of approval of the. We did the calendar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, we're starting right here, Harry. Planning and zoning agenda.
Also, we're at item number one.
Yep.
Item number
one.
Number
two and number six are going to be tailed to the next meeting.
Okay. Let me find out for you. Number one. Okay, we are at PA 22700007, Avalon Partnership Group, LLC. Plan amendment to amend the Northeast Valley Transportation Map of the Master Plan to remove the arterial street designation from Alexander Road, generally located on Alexander Road between Pablo? Okay. I thought it was Street and Nellis Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes. Hi. My name is Peyman Masachi. I'm the managing member of Avalon Partnership Group.
Can you spell your last name?
M-A-S-A-C-H-I. First of all, I want to congratulate you on becoming the
chair.
Thank you for your time. So basically, we have about 17 acres assembled between Lamont and Pueblo on Las Vegas Boulevard. So we're asking to basically amend the the transportation element to vacate Alexander Road. That's basically what we want.
Thanks, Beto. Is there any members of the public wish to be heard on this? Hearing or seeing none. Is there any comments from the board?
Could you, do you have a map or something to put up here?
That's I actually. Don't.
Okay, can you show me on here? I have air photo.
You want me to put it?
Here, we actually have an aerial photo here.
There you go, yes.
Or you can kind of put it in the middle.
That's
move it around.
That's where the yellow is.
Turn it upside down. Turn it over upside down. There you go.
There you can get me out there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah,
there you go.
There
Thank you.
Go.
Okay.
The Alexander Street.
So that's Alexander Road.
Yeah.
And this is Puebla.
Yeah.
And that's where it dead ends. Right now, there's nothing going here.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to vacate all the way to Nellis. We are in control of all these properties here, all the way to Puebla. So from here, all these vacant lands, all okay. the way to here.
Okay, I couldn't understand from what was written here.
Exactly. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's
usually I thought like, I was under the impression that they probably have a meeting with you and they're showing it to you.
Well, they gave us a limited amount of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes, this is it. See, so.
So now I know next time I have my map okay. and everything.
I have a better one if you all want from the back of the transportation plan. Yeah. Oh, here it is. You have it right here.
It's on
there. I got it.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
What's the purpose of you wanting to do?
So originally, all these parcels were owned by five or six different owners. So we did assemble it for a bigger project. So in order to have, right now, because of the drainage, we're not sure what type of products we're going to put in there. So so we're working on the drainage study. But meanwhile, we wanted to vacate that. Be able, you know, to make sure that we can, and you know that Alexander is going to run through, so that's going to interfere with our project because it's going to split it in half.
Okay, one thing it says planning is recommending.
Right now, there is no road.
Yeah.
There is no road right now.
Right. So the staff recommendation to us is that we adopt the vacation request and direct the chair to sign a resolution adopting the amendment. And they're going to forward this to the Board of Commissioners, County Commissioners.
Yes, we have a letter of support from the County Commissioner for this okay. area. So she did support us. She did drive the property.
Okay.
She called me from there, and she's all for it.
Okay. Very good. I'd like to have any more discussion.
Oh, the chair has to do this.
Yep. Yeah. What?
You're the chair now. So
you're
the chair. You have to do the amendment.
I would have to do the amendment?
Yeah.
No, I'm looking at the amendment now. From staff, for us to do the amendment, is that more of a motion or is that something that you guys have written up that we would have? I would have to sign to adopt that amendment? Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
That's where I read it because I couldn't.
Yeah, that I couldn't understand it because I'm reading it now. I'm trying to say it's saying if we were to, do we have to make a motion to now adopt the resolution, the amendment, and then have it signed? I don't know if staff would provide us that amendment that we would then sign and then send it over to the Board of County Commissioners.
Yeah, I would say that's
fine.
Okay, so I guess if somebody would like to make an
a motion
and
then. To adopt.
I'd like to ask a question.
We had actually closed public comment on this particular item.
Are you wrong?
Did you guys just come in?
Yes, I'm just trying to find out what they were actually trying to.
Yes.
I'd like to allow that.
Okay, we'll allow a comment since you just kind of came in. I was late myself, so.
Yeah, I just like to, I was curious on what they even do.
Yeah, we need your first and last name for the record.
My name is Andrew Taylor. Uh-huh. I live in the Alexander Park area, the community.
Uh-huh.
I have Nellis and...
So right before you got here, I was just explaining it to them. There is a drainage running through, so we're working with our engineer to do the drainage study to see how we're going to manage that drainage. We don't have any plans right now. All we're trying to do is just, there is no road going through there right now.
Right.
So all we're trying to do is just vacate that road, and that's it. So right as soon as we find out how are we going to manage that drainage, then we're going to come up with the plans and we're going to be notified.
Yeah, you're not you're removing that dirt all in that area? That's not you.
It is us.
Yeah.
We, because of the situation with homeless, we've been getting a lot of letters and from the county. We want to make sure that we clean up that area. So while we were there, we were just flattening it, you know. It's not fully graded, it's just, we did that to make it look better, you know, for the area.
For staff?
So just a reminder, all questions need to be directed to the board, not the applicant, and it needs to be focused on this before.
Right. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Appreciate it.
I got another question.
Yes.
Based on what you just said, your grading, Mr. Taylor, are they making dust, or what's your comment?
Well, it seems that they started removing the dirt, but you're about halfway through, am I right? You're not completely through.
But I think what I guess what I'm hearing, the question is, or what the comment is they partially graded it. They haven't completed the grading, and because of that issue, you guys are having some homeless issues, some concerns with the homeless issue. But I know that this right now, this matter is just the vacation of that particular road. I do know from the applicant, if they do plan on moving any other projects forward, they will be re-noticing you and doing it. I think what you guys might have a conversation after this vote is to discuss some potential things with the homeless, the grading, yeah. And maybe you guys can have a little conversation after this, but the what's before this board right now is just to vacate. But if you don't mind, after we get done, if you can at least have a conversation
fine.
And see what
I
might be able to
my
do.
I can give number, they can contact me anytime.
All right, that's so if we can do that afterwards. But right now,
we just don't have any plans, but there's nothing happening right now.
Yeah. But for right now, what we're going to do is, I believe there was a motion that was made.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
Okay.
Motion to adopt the resolution.
Okay, there's a motion to adopt the resolution. All in favor, say yay. Yay.
Yeah.
All against? No. So it does pass. I would have to ask the staff about the actual, we haven't had this before, mm-hmm. So the staff to adopt and direct the chair to sign a resolution adopting the amendment.
It's the chair of the board.
Yeah, is it the chair of? Okay, because we're kind of confused because whether this item will be forwarded to the Board of Commissions.
Yeah, you guys are directing the Board of County Commissioners.
Oh, okay. No, we're directing the Board of County Commissioners to adopt their name.
So
okay. Okay, so
we'll just do it as a regular.
I have a question.
A regular motion.
Since this is the,
okay.
They approved this and the staff support it, is this going to go to,
it now goes to the Board of County Commissioners. It goes to the.
Yeah. It goes to the board.
Well, it's just a clarification, Will. It says it goes to the Board of County Commissioners, not necessarily the Board of the Planning Commissioners.
So it's going to go to the Planning Commission first on February 7th.
So we have to go to Board of Planning also?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, that's not kind of clear on the, it says Board of County Commissioners, not the Planning Commissioners, usually the Planning Commissioners.
There's an agenda item and it has.
Oh, you're going back to the item,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, anytime you see this date right here and it says PC, that means it's
right.
To the Planning Commission.
No, I think we got that. It was just kind of confused when in the staff report,
yeah.
The staff report said
so
Board of County Commissioners.
Yeah, you're directing the chairman of the board too.
Okay, perfect.
So planning and the county.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what is that when it's automatically part of the, I forgot.
I'll answer your questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Yeah, if you can, then follow up with staff on that, and then also, all right, perfect. Appreciate it.
Oh, learning.
Okay, item number two was held in abeyance till our next meeting, so we'll go to item number three. Mm-hmm. Item number three, UC 2022-0682, Several Years Series 1 LLC, for an automobile minor paint and body shop in conjunction with an existing automobile repair plaza on 2.6 acres in a C2 general commercial zone and a C2 general commercial APZ-2 zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Lake Mead Boulevard and Moonlight Drive within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant here?
Someone's walking in.
I don't know if that's the applicant.
Hello. Are you all by any chance here for
Silver Years Series? Silver Years Series 1?
No. Okay. I suggest we hold it till the end of the meeting. Trail it.
Okay, there's a motion or to trail the item till the end of the meeting?
Yeah, just in case they show up.
Okay.
And then we'll come back to it.
All right. We will trail item number three. Was it four or six?
We go to number four.
Four and then five. Six is
trail. Okay. So we will go ahead and move to item number four, which is VS-22-0661 Red Hook Cactus Park LLC. Vacate and abandon. An easement of interest of Clark County located between Aristos Avenue and Las Vegas Boulevard North and between Pecos Road and Sandy Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes. Good evening, Chairman, and congratulations. David Turner with Hoffman and Turner representing the applicant. What we're asking for here tonight is a vacation of a curb return driveway easement for a project we're doing called Pilot Ed at the intersection of Pecos and Las Vegas Boulevard. It's under construction right now. We closed off this driveway, and in conjunction with doing that, the county required that we vacate the previous easement that was dedicated for the curb return driveway. So it's a requirement of our project.
Okay, is that it?
That's it.
Okay. I'm opening up for public comment. Any public comment on this particular item? Hearing none and seeing none, I will close public comment. Any questions or comments from the board? Having and hearing none, does anyone have a motion?
Motion to approve for staff's recommendations.
All right, we have a motion to approve with staff recommendation. All in favor?
All right.
All opposed? None. Can I say none? The motion passes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay, we are now on item number five. Okay. Item number five, VS-22-0687, Huntington Village A, Unit 1 at Rose Ranch, vacated and abandoned. Easement of interest of Clark County, located between Lamont Street and Nellis Boulevard and between Craig Road and San Miguel Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Can you please state your name and...
Good evening, board members. My name is Joanna Opeña, O-P-E-N-A. Address is 8912 Spanish Ridge Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89149. And my assistant is...
Kelsey Barber, B-A-R-B-E-R. It's same address on the 89129 Spanish Ridge.
Thank you.
We are here on behalf of the applicant, and there's actually, a misnaming of the applicant. It should be for Harmony Homes Nevada, LLC. and we can get back with the liaison to make sure that's
you would have to give them planning.
Okay.
Do we have anybody from planning here tonight? We don't?
No.
We don't have anybody from planning? Okay.
I guess just for the record, the applicant is listed incorrectly. It should be for Harmony Homes of Nevada, LLC. This is a...
And that would be instead of, sorry, that yeah, would be of Huntington Village?
Correct.
A Unit 1 at
correct.
Rose Ranch? Okay. Yeah. It sounded kind of rough with Rose
Ranch. Yeah. Not sure who that was, but we saw the agenda, and so we figured we'd let you guys know that that's not the correct applicant.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So we are here today seeking the approval to vacate existing pedestrian access as well as a drainage easement on a piece that has already been developed and has a final map recorded. This is just a cleanup routine item as there is access already provided via entry off of Lamont Street. And the access can be provided through the interior road to where it needs to get to the drainage easement, which is located along the east portion of the site. So this highlighted yellow area was originally granted, but it's no longer needed as we've already dedicated a defined private access road via the interior roads. So we have no, questions with the staff's approval, and we would appreciate the town board's approval for this vacation request as well. Thank you.
This is a public hearing, and I would like to open it up for anyone in the public to speak on this matter. Hearing none and seeing none, I will close public comment, and I'll open it up for the board for any questions or comments. Seeing no questions or comments, is there a motion?
I should make a motion to approve. Unless you want to.
We'll take the two.
All right. Earl has made a motion to approve based on staff recommendation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Zero. With that in mind?
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. We are now going to go back to. We're going to go back to item number three. We're going back to item number three, which is UC22-0682 Silver Year Series 1 LLC for an automobile minor paint and body shop in conjunction with an existing automobile repair plaza on 2.6 acres in a C2 General Commercial Zone and a C2 General Commercial APZ-2 Zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Lake Mead Boulevard and Moonlight Drive within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Can you please give us your first name and last name?
I'm going to translate.
Translate.
Okay, not a problem.
Miguel
Cortez.
Cerca de ahí, es esta locación. Estamos en mi barrio.
Sí.
Okay.
So he's asking for permission to operate a body shop at the shopping center. It's a small body shop. Usually it's got like two cars there. And this is a shopping center. I mean, this is, I would say, a strip mall. There's a lot of mechanic shop there. And he just wants to be able to open a small body shop there. He rented the space, but he didn't know that he had to go through the city before, you know, to check if the location was good or not. That's why they requested a special use permit. Basically, that's what he wants. He just wants a permit. And he doesn't do painting there either.
No painting?
No, he doesn't do painting there. He just do, he repairs dents and like bumpers, but he doesn't do any painting there. So.
Anything else? Okay. This is a public hearing, and I'm opening it up to any public comment. Hearing none, seeing none, I will close public comment. Any questions, comments from the board?
Yes. It says in the application, it's an Armwheel Minor Paint and Body Shop. Painting falls into somewhat a different category.
I guess with the Clark County, with the business license, the description, that's what the description says. So whenever you know, they apply for a body shop, the description, it gives you a minor paint and repairs, but I don't know if that's not what it does.
Okay.
It just does a body shop.
If he's going to paint, he'll need a paint booth and all that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, well, definitely. He knows that. That's why whenever he needs to paint, he rents a booth on Nellis. So, but he doesn't do any painting there.
Okay.
Okay. I know that because all his family, I'm the one who's done all the business license applications.
Okay. Any other questions, comments from the board? I don't have any. Anyone would like to make a motion?
I made the last one.
No, I didn't.
Would you like to make a motion?
I motion to approve the staff recommendation. Yes.
There you go.
Okay. We have a motion by Stephanie to approve based on staff recommendation. All in favor?
All right.
Anyone against? Zero against. Motion passed. Congratulations. Moving on to the next phase.
Cheer, cheer. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, the next one.
Yes. Yeah, you do have to go to the next.
Yeah, the next one.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now we are going back to, I think number six was also held in abeyance. So now we are at is there any general business? There's none. Any general business? Anything you want to bring up?
We skipped over review of the bylaws. I emailed the bylaws to you all, but it's just for discussion if anybody had any questions.
Okay.
There were no significant changes.
There were no significant changes.
Motion to approve the bylaws.
We have a. Do we need to approve? I guess we have a motion to approve the bylaws. All in favor of motion to approve the bylaws? Aye. Anyone against? Nope. So that motion passes to approve the bylaws. Any other things for general comment?
I just want to thank you all for coming out to the training and showing up and congratulating our new chair and congratulating the vice chair when she's done. So.
All right. We have no general public here. I would offer final public comment. However, there is no public left. So I guess we can before I officially adjourn the meeting, we need to set the next meeting for February 2nd, 2003. Are we missing a week? Doesn't that seem like we're missing?
Yeah.
So we are missing.
Huh?
Okay, so we only have one meeting in January. So our next meeting is for February 2nd, 2023. I do want to make sure that before we do close, that our new members get the packages. So I don't know if Stephanie, did you receive? I don't think you received the package this time.
She wants me to email it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
perfect.
Sandra, I believe, did get it.
Oh, she did get that.
Yeah.
Okay. With that, I will officially adjourn the meeting.
Good job.
Yeah, that was the first time I ever seen that.